All right, y'all, this is the Urban Influencer Podcast, and another Friday evening. Thanks for being with us. We have the very lovely you
Thank
are.
Thank you for having me.
So we want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
What up, y'all? It is Lyrica Anderson in the building.
You've seen her on TV. She's got over a couple million streams all over, a bunch of albums out, EPs out, videos, very visible. And I think you got makeup coming out too, right? Or you working on the makeup line?
Yeah, makeup and skin, yes.
Okay, now I also see you walking around with some baseball bats, and hopefully the baseball season will continue.
Yeah, they will continue from the Ask the Fool video. It's going to be really dope.
So let's talk about how you are juggling all these different events, writing for other people like Beyonce and Chris Brown, and producing and putting out your own music, and also being a mom. So how is it juggling all these tasks?
It's definitely not easy. I'm about ready to put up a post for an assistant. I have a really great team, so we get it done. But my mom helps me and stuff like that. But it's no joke. I don't understand how people have like 5 and 6 kids when you're a working mom. You know, I have a single out, a video out, a song at radio, and I'm still a mom, a new mom, because my son's only one, and he has to be fully. Actually, before I got on this call, I'm like feeding him breakfast or trying to get him to eat lunch, I guess you could say, because he's not really a big eater. So it's really no joke. And then try to make time for yourself to work out, trying to, you know, do all your content stuff. Yeah, it's no joke.
Okay, well, you know, we applaud your effort, because it seems, from what I've seen thus far, it seems like you make it easy, and you say you have a great team, so a great team helps make those efforts a little easier.
Yeah, no, I definitely have, you know, my manager, great manager, Riv, and really great team, like I said. But at the same time, you know, it's a round-the-clock job. It never stops.
Okay. Well,
whatever the baby needs, you got to be like, oh, let me make sure my child is good, but then you still got to record and work, and yeah.
So, well, I think the quarantine has added another dimension to all this, right? Of trying to get out and get in the studio to do things and get work done.
Not even a question, because it's really different. And I don't know, it's just a whole different vibe. Like, it's like, you know, by now with Active Fool being at radio and being the single, I'd be like, you know, traveling and recording. Doing like radio interviews in person, I'd be doing shows by now and doing lots of promo, but it makes it where you have to try your hardest to keep everyone's attention from like your computer or from your pictures or from your lives, or, you know, some people are risking it all going out of town a little bit, but I just, you know, I'm trying to like hold out as much as possible for traveling, especially having a baby. But yeah, it's hard to shoot videos during quarantine and all that, because people are scared and all this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of the process. But hopefully, you know, you're a creative person, so hopefully you and your team are being creative in terms of coming up with different things. And I'm seeing some different things come out of this quarantine where some people are doing a little bit better than they would. I mean, they just don't
have
the shows.
Yeah, that's what my manager is saying. He's like, you're actually doing better than usual with quarantine. So I don't know if it's because I'm not on the show and people can really focus on the music, but it's all positive. I know that.
Well, I think a lot of it is now because a lot of folks are stuck home. You got limited things to take your attention away. Music is there. videos and all those kind of things. So people are home, they're watching more, they're paying attention more to stuff, and folks are hungry to look for outlets. I mean, I got two teenagers.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely are paying attention more.
You know, I got two teenagers, and I'm like, okay, what are y'all doing? Yeah, have y'all found something new? No, not yet. Okay, well, y'all got to do something. All right, well, let's go to the store.
Yeah, let's seriously, you know, it's crazy.
You know, so what's next? What are you working on, you know, for coming up?
Well, I'm still shooting constant content. I just shot another video off my project called Plot Twist, so I'm really excited to drop that. Doing super promo for the single that's out right now, Act the Fool, and then going to be dropping the project really soon.
Okay, well, it seems like with Act the Fool, you're getting a lot of TikTok video folks doing their thing to your song. So, hey, and that's what I'm saying. Folks are really active. creating stuff.
The fans have been engaging really well. They love Act the Fool. They've been showing lots of love. They've been playing it. It's been super dope, so I definitely love that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, see, that's part of the creative process. You know, since now you say that you're not on the show this year, so we're sad to hear that.
What did you say?
I said you said that you're not on the show this year, so we're sad to hear that.
Well, I mean, they're not even filming anyway, so it's not a big miss out because it's like, I think the show would be by now getting ready to air, so we would have been filming by now for the last, like, probably 3-4 months.
Right.
But because of the COVID and quarantine and stuff, it slowed it down for sure.
It made it rough on a lot of people. I've seen more TV these last few months than I ever have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, so attention span is not much. But give everybody all your social media so they can follow you around and see the videos and, you know, and your different situations.
You can follow me at Lyrica Anderson on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok is Real Lyrica Anderson. On Trillers, Lyrica Anderson, Facebook, Lyrica Anderson, all the above. So, y'all follow me and stay tuned.
All right, man. So, you think you're going to do anything in terms of some engagement prizes with some of the makeup stuff that you're working with your listeners?
Yeah, I got a lot of surprises coming, so y'all just stay tuned.
All right, we're looking forward to it. And we're wishing you the best of luck and keep putting out the great music, and we hope that you will keep in tune with us at the Urban Influencer. And we see your music is going up the charts on the Mix Show chart. So you're getting some love from the Urban Influencer DJs. And
I super appreciate all the love. That means a lot.
So, you know, we appreciate you. You know, folk DJs appreciate having good music to play.
And I appreciate y'all's support and continue to support. We're going to go hard till we get at the full number one. That's period.
All right. We're going to see what happens. So we wish you the best of luck with that. We know, I think I heard your little one a little earlier. I know they get a little restless.
Yeah, that was him. I had to have my mom pick him so he could go upstairs and get on the call. Yeah, you know, he was whining.
They want attention.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, dear, and we wish you the best of luck, and definitely stay in contact with us.
I will. God bless. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
What they told me. Say you must have caught a few flights at the bridge going. I promise I ain't trying to pick fights. I'm just telling you what I know. No. Got a million niggas hollering every day and pussy getting thrown my way, but I decline. Now I don't wanna hear you say how hard it is to fight temptation. No, I don't wanna hear about it. Hurts when I go fully funny thing about these fucking tables is they turn, they always do. So if you wanna act a fool, baby, I can act up too. As you out here breaking rules, playing games I can't lose. Oh, you think you got that juice? Man, no, I got that too. Anything you can do, better know I can do. So if you wanna act a fool, baby, I can act up too. As you out here breaking rules, playing games I can't lose. Yeah, yeah, think I won't do you dirty. You must not really know me, yeah. That melanin keep them on me, yeah. Shooting shots like the Kobe, yeah. Got a bad girl, Ariana. I shouldn't even have to remind you. Gave you the ball, you dropped it. That's not my fault, I'm sorry. Got a million niggas out on their day. And pussy getting thrown my way, but I decline. Now I don't wanna hear you say how hard it is to fight temptation.
Again, folks, it's the urban influence of James Lewis, and a gentleman is called a singer, loved by quite a few folks, and I, from time to time, I still play his first album on my radio show, Mr. Lorenzo
like
Owens.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I used to have a record store, and I was just looking for some of my old inventory. I still have that first album, so
hopefully
with this new buzz, I might be able to sell a couple old copies I got left over.
Okay. you got me out there in the snakeskin pants there.
Hey, well, you know, ladies like that kind of stuff. just keep PETA away from you, and y'all good.
Yeah, man.
So it's good to see you back on the scene, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
So what's been happening these last few years? I know you've been on TV shows and other stuff.
I have. These last few years, though, just kind of grinding, man. You know, put out a few singles over the last few years. Never really thought I was going back to the whole record deal type situation just because the industry, you know, has changed so much. But yeah, here I am.
Well, welcome back, man. You know, if the Tony Terrys and all the other folks that have come back with new music or have been welcomed with open arms, why not you?
You know, it's all about timing, man. You know, it's all about timing. And, I've done this a long time and, never lost my passion for the music, but the whole industry side of things that's another animal in and of itself. So
yes, it is.
You know, if you can get beyond that, you know, then you're good to go. So here we are.
Well, definitely. So you have a new song out with, well, I can't call him a singer, but producer, songwriter.
Yeah.
James Day.
Or
what's the other name now? Song King.
JD. JD Song King. You want me to go on? You got about.
Yeah, he got a bunch of them. He got a bunch. But he's a talented cat. Yes, and you gotta love it. So how did this song come together with the two of you guys?
This song was actually something that James had been working on, and we met. We didn't really know each other. We knew of each other, and kind of, you know, ran into each other, started talking. You know, he loved what I do. I listened to some of his stuff and loved what he brought to the table, and it was just kind of a natural thing. You know, we just started saying, well, you know, we should do something together. We should collaborate. And that happened for about a year or so. You know, we toyed with the idea, tossed it around, you know how that goes. And then when he finished this song, he just thought that I had what it took to deliver it, and approached me about it. I loved the song. I thought it was great in the message and whatnot. I thought the timing was great. And then all of this happened, and the timing got even better, you know, as far as that message was concerned, because that's, you know, it's just something that we all need to hear. We all need a little bit of encouragement these days, I think. And that song just kind of gives you that feeling. And it was something that I always say I love. You know, when I was growing up and I was listening to my dad had crates and crates of records, and it, you know, he
so don't say it too loud. My wife might hear you.
Oh yeah.
She'd been like, get rid of them crates in the basement. You don't have a store no more. You don't DJ out that much. You don't need all them records.
I mean, that's a hard one, man. It's hard to get rid of those.
It's hard for the kids.
So
I'm scholarship
fund. I'm gonna speak on your behalf.
This for the scholarship fund. That's what I've been telling her.
You know,
it's gonna work.
seriously. That might pose a problem though when that time comes around and she wants you to trade them in.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm putting it off. I'm like, you know, but I've even set it up since I had the record store that I'm redoing my garage, putting in some shelves so the kids can sell some music now and. They can take a part of the profits.
I see.
They just got to mail it out. I ain't got that kind of patience.
Okay.
but if they ship it out, they can make some money. We'll split it three ways.
I hear you.
I done bought it all, so you know, I'm just like, look, I want to create some space. Tell people the name of this song, because we've been talking about it. We haven't told people the name of this
the name of the song is
church.
When the World Says No.
All right.
Yeah, when folks, the world says no.
When the world says no, here it is, right here on the Urban Influencer.
I was beaten down and broken. I thought my last dream hadn't made its peace and spoken. Saying sometimes there ain't nothing else you can do. But then I remembered everything I've been through. 'Cause my heart says no, when the world says no. And my soul says yes, I ain't living with no regrets. 'Cause my spirit flies, when my wings are tied. And my love still flows, yes, even when the world says no. Sometimes I think the universe ignores me. And makes my choices for me. And I have no nights I prayed someone would change me. And I realized how strong my mama raised me.
When the world says no.
back, y'all. What y'all think about that one? That one is a hot record. It's going all up the charts in the UK right now, up the Urban Influencer chart here in America. And I know JD does well overseas, so yeah. You know, when this pandemic is over, hopefully there'll be some travel opportunities when they let Americans into their country. I know we're not allowed to go to Europe now.
I was going to say, when they let us back in.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird to be the country that people don't want to visit. They used to love America.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's a role reverse. Boy, the Orange Galoompa boy got us all twisted.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was banning people, and now they're banning us.
Right.
hopefully, we'll have a new president by then and, you know, have this thing somewhat under control.
So we'll certainly see. Hope so.
I hope so, too, man. It's been a long haul thus far.
Okay, so after this project, what's next?
Well, we'll see. we're actually talking about doing a whole project together, and kind of working on some things here and there. And I've been compiling some things over the last few years, so we'll see. You know, the idea is to mesh things together and see what works really well, and you know, push on forward.
Okay.
But I need y'all to help me drive this thing up the charts, so all of that's possible. We get more music going, you know.
Well, with that and the visual, I don't see why it's not.
Right.
People,
that's right.
People are confined to their cars. Those that are still able to go to work, and those that are home watching videos and TikTok videos and all this other stuff, and being entertained.
Might as well throw some good music in the mix, huh?
Exactly. I mean, because it's not like there's not a lot of visuals that could go along with the song titles right now that can inspire some folks. And especially with this political climate, what it is, hopefully Biden will decide his vice president. They're going to need some more inspiration. And I just saw a clip go across the TV. I didn't even listen to the soundbite, but I wasn't happy to see a woman and her kids laying on the ground with their arms behind their back.
Oh, wow.
And a little baby. I'm like, you know.
Wow, more of that.
It makes me feel kind of, I'm like, wow, how can this be happening? How can you
man.
Do this to folks in front of their kids?
Yeah, man.
All in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But it's been happening forever. It's just, you know, now it's being filmed.
Yeah, this is true, because it's funny when we sit here and watch, and you say, this is the soundtrack for this, and this song goes with that. So hopefully this song will go with a lot of other songs that are out there. I think there's a conference call that I'm on tomorrow, and I may submit this song to them. It's a say their name project that a lot of non-commercial radio stations are doing.
Yeah.
And cats are able to submit songs to the Dropbox for other stations to pick up. And, you know, as long as they had pointed lyrics that go on with the political climate going on right now.
For sure.
I think I'm going to submit this one.
Okay. Please do.
See what they say.
That's a comment that I've been hearing a lot lately, which is the highest compliment for me. You know, that it reminds you of the old school music where people were saying something and it made you feel a way about something. And you don't hear a lot of that kind of music anymore. You hear, like, you know, all kinds of different stuff, all kinds of different messages, but messages that really tap into your emotions, that really tap into your feelings, that make you, you know, when I listen to Aretha and Donnie and Stevie and all those people that whose records my dad had, I felt something, you know what I'm saying? And that was as a little kid. It made you feel something. So for someone to say to me that my music brings that same type of energy, that same type of emotion, is the highest form of compliment. So I'm really pleased to hear that.
And that's what, you know, I think a lot of us have been craving, looking for music that says something to our souls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So give everybody all your social media. So we want to build your following up, man. We want people to follow you around so they can look for the snakeskin pants and all that kind of stuff on Instagram and everything.
Tired, but we got some different things. but yeah, my social media is they're all over the place. They're like all different, but it's Lorenzo Owens on Facebook, It's Lorenzo underscore Owens on Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's Lorenzo Owens as well.
All right, great. So, I'm sorry that you didn't get a chance to talk to Terry Bello, the voice of the Quiet Storm in Nashville, but hopefully y'all will still be able to chance to talk down the road.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you'll be able to talk to some of the urban influencer reporters.
For sure.
We got some Quiet Storm folks, and we got some other folks that do some classic soul and neo and progressive R&B. So, hopefully cats will be building. We'll see what the chart numbers look like today, and see how y'all are moving up.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, man.
All right, we'll hook you up with a few more people. Once again, folks, it's Lorenzo Owens on the Urban Influencer Podcast.
What's up? This is Lorenzo Owens on the Urban Influencers Podcast.
Can you hear the cold as a rough? Hey, you know it's crazy? When them bitches die, you ain't gonna never see them again. Don't need time waiting on nobody. 3-5, I'm rolling to get my lungs right. It seem like the gunfights, fun life. Ain't no love light, all these bitches wanna fuck right. Don't need time waiting on nobody. 3-5, I'm rolling to get my lungs right. It seem like the gunfights, fun life. Ain't no love light, all these bitches wanna fuck right. How my Zeke died, thought real niggas never die. Gotta sleep tight, cause people ain't waking up now. I know my nigga made it heaven, I know it. Wish I could call his phone and tell him how it's going. And this Glock look good with every outfit. I wanna put my nigga on, but he ain't out yet. I got a feeling for a song I just dropped yesterday. When it's dark clouds, you just gotta let it rain. Gotta let it rain. Let a nigga run up on me, I'ma let it rain. Before I love one of these hoes, I'ma love the bang. Ain't loving on no lady, double all the baby. Gang shit. Running when he came, running from the J, just ain't trying to catch a K, Long live my Z, man. Rest up a motherfucking soldier, man. Pepper Chase and Haitian, I'm telling you. This shit real. Double Lola, baby. Ain't loving on no lady. None of that. You feel me? Cut the fan on. Don't need time waiting on nobody. 3-5, I'm rolling to get my lungs right. It seem like the gunfights, fun life. Ain't no love light, all these bitches wanna fuck right. Running when he came, running from the J, just ain't trying to catch a K,
I was letting the audience know we're talking to Kevin Sinatra. You know, he's got some really great music, y'all. Y'all got to check it out. And this is my first time learning about him, so I'm glad that Marv gave me a chance to talk to you, because I get a chance to learn about new artists. There's so many artists, I can't hear about them all.
Man, some of them not even worth learning, dude, to be honest. we're trying to, and I appreciate Marv, man, and just, when someone believes in you or believes in your art, it's already a great feeling, man. You can't say that about everybody, but when someone, your artistry is what sets you apart is your heart, man. A lot of people, they always use the term energy, like, oh, the energy got to be good. But me, the foundation of that is your heart. So, like, when it comes to just, me even building and creating music, man, and just lyrics, man, it's just coming from a place of just, like, this is all I got on my head every day. Most of my art I create at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning,
okay.
Creative hours where it's literally nothing on my head except how I feel, and I think that's what really separates me from the red haired dot guys and the colorful teeth and the rats and the fake thugs and the all the shenanigans. that exist.
All right, well, it does what it's supposed to do. Late night people do create and see and observe things a little bit differently than folks that are just daytime folks.
Yeah, and I'm wrong with daytime folks. My little 9-to-5, I was working at a Tex-Mex restaurant. I was working at Chewy's, man. I love that place. And, during the time of this pandemic, You know what I mean? Just like a regular person. Like, I was furloughed. You know what I mean? And I was corporate in the company. You know, I worked hard for that. But, you know, God throws, you know, the universe throws you left hook sometimes when you least expect it. You know what I mean? You get hit with the Tyson. You know, that's KO for most. But it's only a few men that you could be like, got up from that. You know what I mean? And they came back even harder. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, your boy Mike is coming back right now, getting ready to fight Sharks.
I know. So. And I can't wait in September. Boy, I'll be, boy, Roy, boy, I will be there. I will, man. Man, I can't wait. That man Tyson is a monster, son. A monster.
Yeah, yeah, he is. I wouldn't want to see him.
Yes, sir. Hell no.
Nah. At no time,
that
ever.
That nigga look like horsepower. Like real life horsepower right in front of your face, man. Like. This nigga plays with tigers, dog. Why would I fuck with a man that plays with tigers, dog? Like, I'm a bit upset.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen it, but even I don't know if you've seen it, but even 50 Cent just did like an interview. It was just like, man, that time he almost thought he had to fight Mike Tyson. He was like, that's the only time he ever been kind of nervous in his life about a nigga, man, is Mike Tyson, son. That alone,
oh, yeah.
50 Cent, one of the biggest trolls, will tell you, like, my nigga, like, I was not ready for him to change his voice like that. So when he was talking to me outside, I thought I really might have to scrap this nigga. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, he ain't one of that.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah.
Anybody in their right mind on one of that?
Facts. Big facts. But yeah, man, that's what it is.
Definitely. So let's talk about this music, man. I mean, I was watching the video. What is it, Gone and Flint?
Yes, sir.
It,
yes,
you know,
sir.
It seemed like your visuals were really interesting with your music, man. So how is that part working out, man? People catching up to what you're doing.
Yeah, man. Gone and Flint was a special song to me because, like, you know, it took me a few days to write it. You know, that first part of the song, Gone, was real intimate. You know, really just talked about, like, this, you know, previous relationship, you know what I mean, and stuff that still lingers in my mind. So, you know, and me dealing with my demons. And I feel like that's, like, you know, that's a normal everyday thing, you know, for a lot of people. You know, you always have those things that just linger in the realm of your head that you wish that, you know, you could take back or you wish that you have heard, you know, and wish that you had some kind of closure. You know, and then the second part, Flint, was mainly, it revolved around me thinking about, you know, Flint in Michigan, you know what I mean, where, you know, these people are still suffering about, you know, from the water crisis and, you know, and it's not much that was done for them to fully secure them and bring them where they should be. You know, there was a lot of people, even Jaden Smith, you know, respect to the young God, man, for going out and giving them a water supply and spending millions, you know, to make that possible. And, you know, even Obama caring about Flint, man. And, you know, that was just, you know, my favorite thing was talking about the whole, you keep your government cheese because I know y'all putting something in the water. Like, that line was important to me because, you know, like, I believe in when someone's trying to help and it's genuine, that, you know, like, you know, this was pure and it's coming from a good place. But, you know, the government always has this thing where, including the stimulus checks, where they give you something, but you know it's going to be a payback. You know they have the other hand behind their back. You know, a lot of people, they don't get from the right place. They always do the, hey, this is what you see, this is what you don't see. You know, so that just came from me really feeling and really feeling those out there that are suffering, man. And I put them together because, you know, those were what I was thinking about for those couple of days, you know. So that was the first and only song I put out this far on this upcoming project that I'm working on. And I can't wait to put out this project because I haven't put out a project since 2011, the year after I graduated high school. So I'm really excited to see, for people to see a body of work for me after living, really living for a decade until I feel like it was the right time again to really talk.
Okay. Well, it sounds, you know, well, now you'll be able to show people your growth and the experiences of your life, you know,
and
now this time people are coming back around to, you know, the music is coming around full circle to real writing, real music, you know, real storytelling.
Yes,
you know,
because
so
like
for me, I'm happy.
Yeah. I appreciate it because like I feel like a lot of, and as I get older, I'm starting to understand where it comes from. But a lot of the older generation, you know, feels that, you know, that torch then went out to give to artists to keep the legacy going of true hip hop and essence of art. But, you know, I had the pleasure of building with some of the greatest, you know, legendary artists that walked the planet. You know what I mean? It was awesome being able to, you know, build with a Jay Electronica, you know, which I am basically signed under as DJ TJ the King, Peace to the God. You know what I mean? I met Miss Badu. You know what I mean? She's a great person. You know what I mean? I met Rakim the God. You know what I mean? So, like, I got the chance to see and grace and have certain conversations, you know, with certain individuals that allowed me to grow and keep that, keep that fire in my eyes to keep going and create and, you know, do something that was, that could really affect people. And my best friend is one of the greatest, you know, artists on this planet, Storyboard P. You know, and these last couple of months, he's really been helping me grow as a human being and remember things like, you know, how you know, don't let anything come in between you and the passion, and don't matter what you go through or face, you know what I mean, always make sure that you keep your heart intact and make sure it comes from a genuine place. You know, everything comes from a place where, you know, it's organic and it's from your heart, because a lot of artists, they just literally, man, I just feel like they're just putting out stuff just to keep alive when, like, dude, the stuff that you say affects a lot of generations. You know what I mean? So that's where my head's at. You know, that's
well, I'm glad to hear it, man, because, you know, I got two teenagers, and, you know, so we have the debate about some of the music they listen to. I'm like, really? You can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, you know, for real, though.
You know, they got a little hook. They got a nice little beat. I'm like, look, you may as well give me some world beat music of somebody speaking Hindu. And I could probably understand that better than I can understand these made up gibberish words.
I feel that.
You know, I don't
want to
go
like,
too into it, but it's like, you know, I'm like, give me something real that I can live and hold on to that can be timeless, that I can play 5 years from now, and you'd be like, oh, okay, that story was real.
Right. At the end, we got, you know, my generation, we got Cole and Kendrick. You know what I mean? Those two is like the ones that's at the real top of the game, you know, when it comes to the new kings of our decade. You know, Drake there too, man. Like, you know, even though, like, I always pick with Drake, man, because it's just funny because, like, you know, like, he's an interesting guy, man, but he's legendary with the pen, you know what I mean? He can switch it up from I'm really giving you how I feel in bars to, as well as, like, he's an artist where he can sing too. You know, so like, you know, from the Drake, the Kendrick to the Cole, you know, these are the kings, you know, to my generation. You know what I mean? I don't even think, I like to always put out facts that, you know, like, you must know the knowledge before saying it. But I think Drake has top 10 singles than any other artist that ever walked the planet. He got more than Michael Jackson. He beat that a couple of years ago. But I think Drake is the most credited top 10 Billboard artist of all time. I think that record kind of goes. Yeah, I think that record kind of goes under the surface. But your boy Drake is he cracked the code. Like, he got the formula. You know what I mean? So you gotta appreciate that, man. You gotta appreciate Kendrick. You gotta appreciate Cole. You know, there's a new kid named Jid that's a fucking monster when it comes to bars, man. And of course, man, anyone knows me. Know me, like, I'm a Doom head too, man. I love MF Doom. You know what I mean? I love MF Doom.
My man George and my a couple other cats will love that fact. Cause I know one of the dudes that when I pay my cable bill, he's a MF Doom. You know, and I said, yo, man, I got that album jacket because I used to have a record store. So I said, yeah, I mean, I had that poster up in my store. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get my sweatshirt. And I'm like, okay, all right. I said, well, I still got some stuff up. Posters left, trust me.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we think about, you know, from Little Brother and Fonte and and all these cats have come out and done some things, and I think Fonte has been a big influence on Drake.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, so
Fonte, wizard man. Fonte, another wizard man. You know what I mean? I can't not show peace to the God. You know what I mean? J Electronica is a monster too. You know what I mean? J Electronica, it's hard. You can't even put him in what decade, but this is his first album that he's really dropped. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's always going to be at the top of this. I think he's the best lyricist, you know, in my opinion. You know, how much he fits in a verse that's knowledgeable is Side of This World. You know, Good to See is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, what it is, I mean, I'm a little older than you, so I've seen quite a few lyricists, worked a few, and I'm waiting to see what else is coming out, because I've gotten really, I've gone away from the hip-hop.
That's
good. Oh, my God. Something's going to draw me back in. I'm starting to get drawn back in a little bit. I've gone more of the indie soul and spoken word poetry kind of stuff, you know, because I want to learn something and hear some things. So, you know, I'm glad you dropped some people. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to listen to these folks.
Hey, I'm guessing Marv really put you on, man. Like, Marv got an ear to the streets, man. He's a good dude, man. I respect him. You know, he seemed
I used to work for him, working the Roots in a bunch of projects back in the day and doing the street team.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
For all you urban influencers in tune, I know we went a little long today. I'm talking to Kevin Sinatra. Give everybody your social media so they can follow you, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. Folks, you definitely got to do your homework. You got to, you know, I mean, there's I think that one of our little tastemaker events, Label Cat says there's 250,000 singles released a year. So you're not going to hear everybody. So you're going to have to search out what you want.
For sure. For real on that. You know, I'm going to make sure you Google me first when you do that 250,000. But it's K_Sinatra7. You know what I mean? That's my Twitter and Instagram. My Snapchat is S-Frio. ESFRIO for all the uncultured swine. Just kidding. And then also my YouTube is just Kevin Sinatra. So, you know what I mean? You can just look at my page or just look it up, man. But I got a lot of music coming out, mainly next year. But towards the fall time, I'll start. You'll see me a part of not just my own, but a few other projects. And maybe you'll see one track and one more track before the year is out of my album. And just to let that be known, my project's coming out at the top of next year. I would have came out this year if it wasn't for the fact that, like, I'm like a Bernie Sanders guy. Like, I respect the fact that how he, you know, he dropped out of the race because he felt like, yo, there's bigger things to worry about than just this election. And he was a more bigger human being than that. And I feel like during the time of this pandemic, like it's cool that people get to sit and they get to focus in and zoom on art, but I wanted to be there and be able to touch my people and be able to, like, physically and be able to enjoy my project with them on the outside. So I decided to push my project back until, like, I could actually do a listening session and get to see and feel and be out there with and talk and have conversations with people as my project's going. So it could raise those questions and we could all have a larger amount of understanding, you know, because that's what I feel like this world needs and that's what people should care about is, yo, what did you grasp from that? You know, so I could tell you, hey, this is what I was thinking. You know, that's what builds relationships and that's what builds a longer, beautiful planet. You know what I mean? Wu-Tang for the kids and Sinatra too, you hear me? Peace to the God.
All right. Well, I mean, and I concur. So when all this breaks, we have to invite you up to New England to be a part of one of our New England Tastemakers, which is a networking album listening for the head nod test. Give you a chance to meet all the college DJs, the record pool cats, the commercial radio people, and social media cats. And also we've added in there the producer's corner, so the beat makers, you know, so everybody can listen and develop and see what's going on.
For sure. I love that, man. For sure. Let me know. Yeah. I'll be there.
All right. You know, because I'm all the way. That's what the event was put together for, was the developing, you know, relationships between cats and find who are the next DJs that are breaking music, who's going to be the next PDs and all that kind of stuff. So
I respect that, man. Networking builds. You need stuff like that. Yeah, networking. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, networking is really
on hiatus.
Yeah, I feel that, man.
I feel comfortable to meet.
Oh yeah, I feel that's peace, man. And I'm glad for events like that, man, because that's the only way you're gonna have real, you know, for up and comers. That's the only way that you really have success in this game, is by, you know, keeping your creative juices high, meeting people and building with them. You know what I mean? That's what allows your art to grow, you to grow, and then financially you'll grow. And then you'll be able to take care of your families, and then one day take care of other people more than your family. You know what I mean? So I love the network. I love to talk to people. Of course, if you're going to probably see me with a mask and possibly some gloves at the top of,
you know, we'll have all that.
I'll be there. I'll be there with all that. And I have.
But there's artists that wore masks and gloves years ago.
You feel me? Shit. I might come out every day.
I'm quite sure I can find other pictures.
Hey, I might. Next year, dog, I might come out with every performance and video with a goddamn whole superhero costume rapping on stage with this shit, man. It's not a game.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Man, you feel me?
I was just joking with somebody, you know, as long as you got the UV lights and give everybody some glasses.
Man.
Everybody
man.
Be safe.
For real, dog. I could literally see, oh boy, like, you look crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I need the full 2020 vision on everybody that look like they have their contagious. And plus, some people just look crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, like, this is true. So we're glad that you took some time out while you're walking around, getting the vitamin D and the fresh air.
Yes,
and
then
in this environment, you know, we got to get out and walk, folks, and get the fresh air. That's
going
to probably save our lives.
Yes, man. Thank you for the opportunity. And
you're welcome, man.
Thanks for the open-mindedness and keeping hope alive in the new school, and not just being like, man, I'm done with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I got teenage kids, so I got to look at both sides. I'm trying to, you know, get them hip to some stuff. Now, here, in my car, this is what we listen to.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully I can
in
make
your
that
car,
playlist.
I'll listen to what you listen to.
Right. Hopefully I can make that playlist. But I'm trying to make a balance of it's always going to be some knowledge in what I'm doing, but I want to make a balance between all generations can turn on my stuff, and it'll be playing for years and years beyond my death, man. Biggie and Tupac, my greatest influence, and Hov. And JLX, you know what I mean? And last but not least, Frank Ocean too, man. That boy different. Frank Ocean is a phenomenal artist, you know? So like those four, man, I'm trying to captivate something that allow all generations and everybody to come to a consensus and be like, hey, he's going to be that guy, you know? Somebody my grandmother would appreciate.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck on that endeavor, man, and you're well on that way to make that happen. So once again, y'all,
thank
it's Frank Sinatra. Even with that name alone, it's going to bring in some generational, it's going to bring in some generational thoughts. So.
Oh, yeah, man.
That opens the door right there.
Oh, they're going to see. You know, like, I've been getting that forever, but you really going to see, you know, really going to see. Actions speak louder than words, so I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, no doubt.
This is Kevin Sinatra with Urban Influencer. Make sure you tune in. They got the illest shit, you know what I mean? Make sure that you are tuned and you are here, sitting, listening, seeing with an open mind. Open your third eye. Peace to the gods.
Wise as your devils, so you should decide which fucks to give. My pride is a pill that's hard to swallow, and I don't have the energy to talk to friends, so I get high. oh yeah. Forbidden words, I ain't never getting back. Blood trickles in the ocean, tears from the dark horse. Let me walk alone, pour Henny in my cup, man. Pour Henny in my cup, man. Yeah, yeah. Please don't look for me no more. I can feel the vibes coming from the blackbirds, praying with my last girl screaming at the door. Will you ever feel again? Sorry, please don't look for me no more. After all the flames burning and I can't stop praying that my lonely heart ever reach the shore. Please pour a little more. I lost a part of me, drowning in my troubles. God couldn't even save me. Hands reaching out of the waters, gone. All I wanted was that old thing back. Your smile, your grace, now I can't even find me. Sitting in the dark room yelling, please don't look for me no more. I could feel the vibes coming with the blackbirds, praying with my last girl screaming at the door. Will you ever feel again? Sorry, please don't look for me no more. After all the flames burning and I can't stop praying that my lonely heart ever reach the shore. Yeah.
I think that's the one right there.
Hey. V8.
I'm grinding. Coming straight from the man. Black arms low, more dangerous than the streets of Japan. Let it go, let it go. Virginia black running through my veins, let it snow. I can't look inside the mirror. I fear for my peers as I stare through the rear view, looking like fuck it. Corporate America, I could never love it. Cause it's full of rats, go and get your bat, go and pull magic out the hat, all eyes on me, I can never flee from the place that's lonely, my life, my soul, my code, my goal, white girls on coke, move weight, getting old, time flies, I smoke white tears cause I cope, that's life, that's ice, yeah nigga, that's ice, taking boys off the block, building homes for the fam, that's tripe, that's place that I'm in, number 45, dinner lights, pattern one, never hold your tongue, fuck that, keep the gun close, pop off on anyone, tell you different, you ain't gotta be a politician, to step in Hell's Kitchen, to make a difference, tell them add the Old Bay to the season, I see white people, I'm Jon Snow, amongst the white walkers, I'm just tired of walking, moonwalking across the border, feel like Pablo, might just have to sell a quarter to afford a daughter, take it to Brooklyn, sell a quarter water, it's the hustler spirit, baby, that's the way I was brought up, watching Netflix, probably learning about extortion, looking at the black girls talking about abortion, that shit crazy to me, we are strong, you are one from the womb, you the lion in the tomb, you the one that's a flower to the sun, let it bloom, let it create a star, let it go far, let it look like Mike Vick, he too sick, just a tip. Little do you know he's a superstar. Just give him little time. Give him little time, little patience. Let him realize who you are. Let him realize who you are. Like, you know what's wrong with America? They never give you time to say, yo, I fucked up. You know what I mean? You know how many times I can go back and be like, yo, I fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, chill, chill. Chill, chill, little Bill. Chill, chill, little Bill. I'm not Cosby. I ain't trying to slip no drinks. I'm trying to give you time to just go think. Just think a little bit about my feelings, about my real, about my trail, about this deal, about how I feel, about how every time when I wake up in the morning, I see shit on my TV that make me want to scream. Have you ever woke up in the motherfucking morning and talk about what's on the screen? Goddamn, I wish I copped a gun and let it go like bing. Gangs on, put my middle things on, put my middle things on. Feeling like a vamp, I might let my little thing on. Yeah. Please don't look for me no more. I can feel the vibes coming with the blackbird spraying with my last girl screaming at the door. Will you ever feel again, sir?